This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The European Union says it will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, made the announcement Wednesday. She explained 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus will be rerouted away from the government and towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of the Belarus elections. Authorities in Belarus have resumed detention of protesters who keep taking to the streets to demand the resignation of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. This as opposition leaders ratchet up pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. The European Council President, Charles Michel, says the ouster of Mali's president and government in a military coup is deeply worrying and could destabilize the West African region. Michel was reporting back from a summit of EU leaders. At the same time, the soldiers who staged the coup in Mali say they plan to form a civilian transitional government that will organize fresh elections. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita resigned and dissolved parliament late on Tuesday, hours after mutinying soldiers arrested him. Reuters reports they detained him at gunpoint, plunging a country already facing a jihadist insurgency and mass protests deeper into crisis. More international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Democrats have officially and formally nominated Joe Biden as their 2020 presidential nominee. Party officials and activists gave the former vice president overwhelming support during the all-virtual national convention on Tuesday night. Speakers included the candidate's wife, Jill Biden, and former presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter, who talked about Biden's will and experience, saying that will make him a better candidate than President Donald Trump. Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, will be introduced Wednesday night. President Trump and the Republican Party will hold a similar televised convention next week in the U.S. Follow our coverage of the conventions on voanews.com. Australia has made a deal to secure 25 million doses of a potential COVID-19 vaccine from AstraZeneca. The British pharmaceutical giant is currently undergoing late-stage human trials. The new vaccine was developed by Britain's University of Oxford and licensed to AstraZeneca. Prime Minister Scott Morrison said Wednesday the Oxford vaccine is one of the most advanced and promising in the world. Prime Minister Morrison also said Australia intends to play a role in supporting neighboring countries by supplying a safe and effective vaccine to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Fiji, and more. The U.S.'s University of Notre Dame, one of the nation's prestigious universities, announced Tuesday it is switching from in-person instruction to online classes for 2 weeks. The move online is due to a growing outbreak of COVID-19 cases on its campus in the U.S. state of Indiana. The school reported Tuesday 147 people have tested positive since students began returning on August 3rd for the start of fall classes, including 80 who tested positive just on Monday. Pope Francis warned Wednesday the rich should not take vaccine priority over the poor. He improvised in his planned weekly speech and said, "The pandemic is a crisis. You don't come out of it the same, either better or worse." After the COVID-19 pandemic, the Pope said the world can't return to normality if normal means social injustice and degradation of the natural environment. The Pope also said the vaccine must be universal for all. Firefighters in Brazil say strong winds and hot, dry weather is making it difficult to battle thousands of blazes burning in the Pantanal, the world's largest wetland. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. VOA News.